I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Water leaders from the seven states that make up the Colorado River Basin are one step closer to finalizing a drought contingency plan. They met in Phoenix yesterday to sign a letter asking Congress for federal approval of the plan. James Eklund is part of the Upper Colorado River Commission. He signed on behalf of Colorado.
This is definitely a euphoric high point that we're in right now, but there are miles and miles to go before we sleep.
A large water agency in Southern California refused to sign on to the deal. Officials with the Imperial Irrigation District criticized it for failing to include the public health and environmental problems in the Salton Sea, a shrinking saline lake in the Imperial Valley. A member of Pueblo's city council is planning to introduce a resolution declaring Pueblo a Second Amendment sanctuary city. The Chieftain reports Councilman Mark Aliff said he will present the resolution on Monday. If it passes, Pueblo would become the latest in a growing number of counties across the state issuing responses to a so-called red flag bill currently in front of Colorado lawmakers. The bill would give law enforcement or household members the ability to seek a court order to temporarily remove a person's guns if they're believed to be a danger to self or others. Counties against the measure say it is unconstitutional, infringing on the Second Amendment and a right to due process, among other things. If Pueblo's city council passes the resolution, it will go to the mayor for approval. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.